All right. Call our meeting back to order, if I could have everybody's attention. Excuse me. Could I have your attention, please? Thank you. All right. We'll get back to our weekly agenda. First thing I see is comp time. Somebody want to present that issue to us?
I think Don was going to check some things. I didn't know if you wanted to do the change order real fast instead, because Don said she had to go out and get something real fast, if that's possible, sir.
Okay, we've got soil and water and sewer. Got an order? Okay, sir. Got Mr. John Suti and Sean with Great River Engineering.
Our situation with the sewer part of it is in regards to our contracts with Larry Snyder and company, and we probably would need Mr. Paulson in here.
Okay.
It could be executive session.
Okay. Well, if y'all want to idle, we'll get to that
sure.
here in a minute.
Thank you.
Soil and water, do you have something for us?
I do. John B. should be here shortly.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll go ahead.
Back to comp time.
We'll go back to comp time then.
I've given you the information there. Just have an employee that, whether or not to pay his comp or not. So he's a salaried employee.
So this is a comp time. The whole conversation, I think, let's recap, started last week when we have a policy of you cannot roll over more than 80 hours total comp time from calendar year.
Yes.
Correct? And so we had some employees that we felt like that were they were over 80 and we're not going to use it this year. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Although this is not the one.
As this went along, of course, you know, some of our employees do work meetings and stuff like that, but what had happened is a year or so ago, I was changed from hourly to salary, and I had at that particular time a little over 80 hours of comp time. And I called to ask her how this would be affected, asked Don, and she said, so we probably should see you guys. I currently have 63 hours of comp time, and as salary, I don't accumulate any comp time, but don't spend any comp time either. And she said, we just need to bring it before you guys and see what you want to do with it.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, and I think she's, do they have this sheet also?
Mm-hmm.
I did accumulate this at a different rate than what I make now. So
okay.
That's where it is.
So the decision before the commission is do we
want
pay or not. To pay that 63 hours comp time?
Yeah, well, yes.
But he accumulated as an hourly employee under the handbook. We owe it.
Right, we owe it.
And we owe it.
We can either...
At the old rate, how did he accumulate?
I'm not concerned whether it's old rate or new rate. I just need to know. It's just hanging out there. I can't do anything with it.
I believe we need to.
It would be easier just to get it off the books and not mess with it anymore.
To pay for it, in other words.
What time frame was it, though?
I'm sorry?
What was the time frame that you...
I would say it was an 08.
Yes, sir.
06 to 08.
Accumulated my last comp time in 08 now.
Okay.
I did at one time try to bleed that off. Like I say, it was at 80 hours, and I took some time off to do that. But as a salary employee, it's a hard thing to do. So.
Most of the time on salary, we just go ahead and pay them just to put them salary. And this time we gave them the option of taking it off later, and it just didn't work out.
Okay. Discussion.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time understanding how it got this far down the line. I don't know whether we need to be talking about this now or whether we need to be talking about this at another time, but I don't understand how 2008 and 2007 got brought up here today.
Well, I was an hourly employee, as you know.
I understand all that.
And at the time, normally you would, when you switch somebody from hourly to salary, you would automatically pay them for that time difference because they're not going to accumulate that anymore. and in actuality, you know, there's really no way to bleed it off or anything like that. So, but it was all kind of in a rush. You posed to me, do you want to keep this time or do you want to get paid for this time or anything like that? I didn't know, you know, what to say at that particular time. So we just said, let's just leave it like it is and then we'll deal with it later. And it's been sitting there, you know, for almost 2 years now, I guess. And so when all this came up about comp time and, you know, if you have more than this, you need to pay off and everything, I did go back and ask again, you know, what should we do with this? And the consensus was, well, we probably should pay it since you don't accumulate it anymore and you don't have any way to burn it off or anything like that. So, but that's a decision is of this commission here. So that's why we're here to see, you know, what do you want to do with it. It's just one of those things that kind of got caught in the crack
there's no doubt in my mind we owe you the money. I mean, it's on record. We owe you the money. There's no doubt in my mind about that. I just don't. I just wish it had been brought to us in a different
sure.
time frame. As a matter of fact, if we got anything else out there hanging like that, I wanted to get it addressed.
And I did make the statement that before bringing this up, we needed to look and see if it affects anybody else. So, you know, otherwise, it'll just continue to ride.
The only other one, we did get some information from Road and Bridge. We had identified 6 employees that have more than 80 hours. I mean, there's a few employees that we need to clean up. Mm-hmm. And it looked like out of the 6 employees from Road and Bridge, one would be, has no plan to use it. It's a quarter of an hour. So it's nothing. Everyone else is going to be using the extra comp time over the 80. We don't mind them having the extra because of the upcoming winter season. So Road and Bridge did their report.
So our plan is to pay over 80 hours on all those.
What's our policy is.
That's what we talked about last week.
Those employees will take it before the end of the year, so
they
really.
It.
Except for one, right?
Except, I think, all of them, maybe one if it's a quarter, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one I saw that's not going to take it.
I wasn't really worried about that. As long as they'll take it, that's not the big issue. It's just having it on the books and then going into 2010. So
I'd like to table this and go back and look at the minutes and figure out how we ended up here.
Okay. One question I have is what payroll is.
When's your drop date? Payroll Wednesday, and I have to pay. Everything has to go early, so I need to start.
So
on this particular one, I don't know that you're going to have any minutes. You may. I just don't know that you are or not. I mean, it was as this transfer was made from one position to another, that was what was caught in the middle there. But, I mean, however you would prefer to go,
I'd still like to table this till Wednesday or when you get ready to do your payroll.
I need it for sure Wednesday.
Before Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to look and see if there's any minutes and any what's stated in there.
That's fine.
And like I said, I'm not questioning it. We owe Eddie the money. What I'm questioning is 2 years later. I mean, I don't know how that ended up. He should have been paid
right
when he switched.
It wasn't over the 80, so it wouldn't have brought up a...
Huh?
I said it wasn't over the 80, so it wouldn't have brought up anything on our side, but... We knew it was out there, and I knew that he was trying to take it off. It didn't work out.
These are your records, Don, the records you keep on payroll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there will be minutes there.
Yep.
We have a BOE session at 10 o'clock on Wednesday, so we'll just repost it for, say, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's like I said, I just want to see how that was rolling there so it doesn't happen again. I'm going to see how it's wrote in the minutes.
Okay. We'll come back to that Wednesday.
And so we'll have more than one comp time. So we'll post comp time at 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
Let that be a message to everyone that's got this same situation that might be out there.
Well, we sent the email out. That's
right. And so that's the reason we're getting the response that we're getting. So I'm going to look at the minutes and see how it was stated.
All right. Let's move on then to, what about Taney County Soil and Water? See a couple of folks back there that might talk to us about that. Welcome. Please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Cindy Dalton. I'm the district manager at the Soil and Water Office, and this is John Dees, my supervisor. And my purpose for being here this morning, I was made aware Friday by Helen Suti. If you'll look at page 2 of your packet, the top page was just a cover letter that we sent for our budget request this year. Page 2, Helen sent her general ledger. We were told that our budget had been fulfilled for this year. You all reimburse us quarterly for our rent, and that didn't match my records, so she sent the last 3 years of our payments. And where I have a little star on page 1 there, the $2,700, that was actually an error. For the third quarter of 07, we didn't receive a reimbursement. And when I called in, they combined that with the fourth quarter of 07. But we didn't receive it. It looks here, February 11th is when that check was cut. So that was actually put in 08's funds, but it should have been in 07. So therefore, when you look at page 2 and page 3, it's thrown the whole ledger off. We were approved for $6,000 this year. Mm-hmm. We've received $4,200. So this is kind of what Danny was talking about a while ago. It's something that happened in the past, but I wasn't made aware of it because I don't get this ledger. Helen just printed it off for me so I could kind of compare that to my records.
Well, let me ask you this, Cindy. This got caught up in the rollover, right? Because you hadn't used funding, and so it got caught in the rollover for the budget of next year.
We're always behind. I submit my paid receipts at the end of every quarter. And I was told, I've been here 12 years, so I was told back then, which may not be the procedure now, but I would always send it at the end of the month of the last quarter. So I had to have inhabited that office space for 3 months, have the paid receipts, send them to the commission. Then I received the check the next month. So, yes, this got caught up in the rollover of the money for the first of 08. However, it wouldn't have been that big, that $2,700. That's what caught my eye. We were only receiving $1,350 a quarter. And so when I talked with Helen, she remembered that, and she said that's what it is when that reimbursement wasn't made, then it was made in the next quarter, which in fact made that amount a lot larger than it normally would have been.
All right. Rick, I guess I'm going to have to ask you a question.
Oh, here, I made you a packet too, just in case. You know, okay.
I understand the rollover because you asked for things by December the 15th, and we had to have all that stuff in at one time by December 15th. Is it the 20th this year? Is it?
Oh, I think it was the 15th. You'd have to ask
this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I can understand the $1,350 rollover, but I can't understand the $27 that she's got on here. Can you give me just a little bit of help on that so that I know what I'm dealing with here? See, I can't figure how we run 27 over instead of 1350 over.
I'm sorry, it was July through September.
Do you guys see how we could do that?
Yeah. Well, I see where we're at 7350. And then.
Yeah, but the star up there where she's got the 2700, if we had a rollover there, it should have been 1350 just like all the others. Then how did it get to be 27?
Because it's 1350 times 2.
I know,
yeah.
But
yeah. They combined it because it had been missed.
I think there's been a matter of rollover here, and I don't, since this is a line item budget here, that you line item them the budget, I didn't feel like I could do that. I think I'd ask you guys if you wanted me to pay more on it or not, because your rent has not gone up, right?
No, it's at $600.
And it was at $600 when we budgeted, but we
And see, I only got 600 left. Mm-hmm.
We budgeted $6,000 is what we budgeted for them this year. Mm-hmm. And they have got $6,000 this year. They were expecting, it looks like, to get 7,200.
That was what we requested, but we were approved for 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, this is actually for the end of 09.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we've actually paid you the 6,000 that you were budgeted, and so if they want to pay you more, they're going to have to approve it. Soon. That's what I'm saying. You requested
6,000 for 2010, but see, that's 09.
Mm-hmm.
The top one on the third page.
Right, but
that
you know,
is October,
you should have,
December,
you should have October, December of 2010 will be paid in 2011. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I wasn't told that.
Yeah, well, that's what will happen. Yeah. Right now, we budgeted $6,000 for Cindy's rent, and she's paying $600 a month, right?
Yes.
Which would be $7,200.
Yes.
So we're $1,200 short of the rent that they're paying.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that what you guys intended or what. I don't know. I don't know what went on. That's looking back to the budget there. Do we want to pay her rent or do we not want to pay her rent? $6,000, I can only spend what you guys put in the budget.
Right.
And that's why I stopped at the amount that I did. Okay. And I do suspect that there is some rollover there, but we didn't budget enough to pay for her rent all year long.
Rick, I noticed it's handwritten here on 08 and 09 that we approved $7,200. I assume that's the budget approved in the budget.
It's true.
And then
and
it doesn't say anything.
Whose writing that was?
No, that's mine.
Okay.
I asked and confirmed that that's what we had received. But this year, when I called you, you said it was $6,000.
And so you've checked that?
We really paid what we budgeted for.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But when I was looking at it, you can see when I was asking Helen, she said that was a combination of the error that we didn't get, so that threw everything off.
I see what you're thinking, but I'm looking at what went in, what went out. And if we just had rollover, unless your rent increased, it shouldn't really affect you. And what's happened is we only budgeted $6,000 for your rent this past year, and you have actually spent $7,200.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, these guys have to make that decision if they want to continue to pay that. So that's really what you need to answer.
So it will always reflect a quarter behind.
Right. It is a quarter behind. We pay a quarter behind.
Okay.
And you know, unless your rent changes, that's not gonna affect your bottom line. But this right here was your bottom line.
Okay. So that was the correct amount.
Mm. Yes, okay. That's what they approved.
Okay.
So, Cindy, are you looking for $1,200? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, when she sent the 3 years reports, that just struck me as odd that amount, that $2,700, was in, you know, because of it running behind. I did not realize that's how your reports ran.
Okay.
And she said I would have to come and just present our case. And then also I attached the letter on the front, again, for your 2011 budget for the $7,200. We never received a letter saying what we were approved for. I just called Rick and asked him. So I wanted to confirm that the $6,000 was what we were to get and to ask for the $7,200 for this year. And then also, because I know Mr. Schroffus is new to the commission, I attached who we are and, mm-hmm. and what we do. The right after the spreadsheet from Helen is the NRCS, which is Natural Resource Conservation, and our money that we put on the ground. I've highlighted that so you can see how much money was spent through cost share.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of our reports is just for your file.
Okay.
And then if John is our chairman, mm-hmm. I don't know if he had anything he wants to say. In the past, we've had to come at times and present our request for the budget. We've
sure.
not been for few years, and you're welcome to attend our board meetings. They're on the second Thursday of every month if you would ever have any questions about the packet.
Okay. I don't remember, before we give John a shot here, I don't remember us talking about reducing the budget last year.
I don't read it.
That was going to be my statement. I wanted to just find out if it may have just been a clerical error or maybe just a, you know, something. Sometimes it's easy to
think 10 months out of the year, 600 and go with 6,000. But I would formally like to request that we, you know, we could jump that back up to the 7,200. Our office runs very, very close because we're a standalone office. Most of these soil and water offices, they're housed in the USDA office. back in the Clinton administration, they closed our office and consolidated Stone, Taney, and Christian County to Ozark. We felt like it was a big benefit to keep our office open in our county, and actually it has been. We have a lot of people that come into our office and request all kinds of agricultural plus lots of things about land and property and what they can do with it and things. So I feel like, you know, that maybe this was just a error, but I would like to maybe request that we could maybe jump that back up. And we run very close on budget, and it would sure help our end on that one. So,
John, as I started off there with the rollover statement, mm-hmm. I'm sure that's where the budget, the $6,000 has got messed up because of the $7,200 and the $600 on it. But I'm going to need to go back and look at the budget.
I think that's fine. I really think what we're actually in my mind, I don't know for sure, but in my mind, I'm figuring that, you know, they've just added two of them together and cut one check is what I'm feeling like probably happened. But that would be fine. Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Quarterly, as we do the, as you said, you turn it in quarterly. October, November, and December. December's full payment, I guess, is not there and probably taken over to the next year. So I don't know how that we ended up with the $6,000 instead of the $7,200 because we've got the months as 3 months, which would be $1,800. So I'm gonna, like I said before, I just need to go back and look at the budget and get with the Rick and we'll okay. go back and look it over. I don't see, when do we need to take this back up?
Just during the budget time, because we'll need to figure out how we're going to handle the year end with the deficit and then make sure that they're funded properly for 2011. So.
Right. Let me ask
Cindy.
Cindy, are you going to be running short on your payment of the rental space, or how's this going to affect you if we don't do something here just shortly?
No.
Okay.
She said we ran short. She could wait a little bit in January.
Okay. Well, the reason I was going to do that was we're going to be into the end of the budget process, and we can find out where this mistake was made, if it was a mistake, and find out if it was, we can make a correction. But I want, before we just say, well, we're going to give you $1,200, I want to look back and see where it took place at.
I was just asking Rick if it was acceptable for me to send in that December or that quarter when it falls in December earlier than I normally do to help with his record keeping. And he said it was with him, if that's okay with you. Normally I have to wait till the end of the quarter, is what I was told previously. Mm-hmm. But I pay it the first of the month, so I could get that into him a little quicker in December, if that's okay.
I'm fine with you looking at it, Danny, but Rick's confident that we budgeted $6,000 instead of $7,200, and none of us remember doing a cut, so I think it's cut and dried that we just goofed on that budget this year and just need to bring it back to $7,200.
I mean, that's what it sounds like, plus we got to figure out how we're going to pay the back that we messed up on the budget. I just don't remember why it got cut.
I think that's a good thing to do, but realize, guys, you are right now $1.3 million short revenues or expenses. I doubt that they're that far behind it. You may have cut them that much last year. I don't know that. And I want them to be aware that you're going to be looking at cuts this year. So, I mean, I don't want to paint a pretty picture and you guys walk away think everything's okay.
Right.
And so, I mean, you guys, I feel confident you can do that and that's fine, but just be aware that that's what's going on here. Okay.
And up in that mess that I call an office, up there, I have notes wrote on budget on each department and things. Usually when we have discussions, I'll jot down something. I want to look and see what we did. If we have, for some reason, we've got 6,000 cut from 7,200, I'll have a little note or something wrote beside it if I can find it. And so I'd, that's the reason I want to wait.
Could I ask you, Danny, what kind of time frame we're looking at there? I mean, just kind of, I mean, I know you are in a crunch, year in. I know everything is very busy. But I mean, are we talking a couple of weeks? Or are we talking?
Oh, we'll have it done. I'll be able to tell you what I've got in less than that time than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, I'll just call Cindy at the office.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So. And I'll have her get in touch with you then. Once I call her, and if I can't find it or something, then we're going to handle it anyway. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. All right. Next, I believe we've got sewer by highway contract.
He wanted to go into executive on that, though. I mean, is that what I understood?
That's what you want to go into executive for, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if there's anything else we can do. We've got, right here is the agenda, Chuck. We've got, Nikki's got a session, and Bob's got a session.
Bob has got an executive session in his.
Right,
and
so we can do
they
Bob
requested
then.
That he be here, so let's put it in that.
And Nikki's not here right now. Do you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's have a break and go into that then. If you want to
executive.
Get
okay, what's the Hollister facility sales agreement? Oh, that's the barn?
I don't know.
MoDOT barn, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take a break? We'll take a couple-minute break, and then we'll go
into
Bob
the sector.
Yeah, they requested that anyway, so.
All right, so we'll go ahead and take a break here. Okay.